Hello and welcome to Inside the School District, a weekly discussion providing you with relevant news, recent developments, and must-have information about what's happening inside the Mat-Su School District, moderated by Mike Malevsky.
Good morning. This is Jillian Morrissey, the Public Information Officer for the Mat-Su Borough School District, and this is Inside the School District. And we are doing a special show today. I'm actually in Juneau right now, and I've been part of a legislative fly-in. And I have a really special guest with me, and we have one of our principals, Tom Lytle, who is the principal of Reddington Junior Senior High School. And he has participated in a very intensive three or four days of work down here in Juneau. So I just wanted to welcome Tom.
Thanks, Jillian. It's great to be here today.
Perfect. Awesome. So before we get into what has been happening down here in the Capitol, I just want to start with Reddington is a really, it's a special school. It's a new school for the Mat-Su. So I was hoping that you could just give us a little full overview of your school and let's celebrate some of the things that are happening there.
Absolutely. Anytime I have a chance to talk about Reddington, I'm excited to do so. So as most people know, Reddington is one of our newest high schools, but we're not just a high school. We're a junior-senior high school, which means we have 6th grade students through 12th grade students. We opened 3 years ago with 6th graders through sophomores, which makes this year's senior class our very first graduating class. So on May 8th, we're looking forward to graduating about 41 seniors, our first seniors to ever walk across the stage and receive a Reddington diploma. I think that's really exciting. Other things that are exciting for us are all the firsts that we get to experience at Reddington being a high school. We have a first coming up on April 21st. It's our first junior-senior prom. We have students who are super excited to be participating in that. The staff actually is getting excited. Teachers are asking their spouses and significant others to be their dates to help chaperone. It's going to be not just a great student event, but I think a really good community of Reddington event as well. Other opportunities that we get to celebrate being a new school are trying out new things. One area in which we're very, very passionate at Reddington is our career and technical education departments. We have welding, small engines, woods, construction trades, but we also have another pathway that's relatively new. It's called Educators Rising, or Ed Rising, and it used to formerly be known as Future Educators of America, which might be reminiscent for some people of Future Farmers of America, FFA, and if you think about it, it's very similar. It was a program designed to start preparing educators when they're in high school. Well, Ed Rising is the rebranding of Future Educators of America, and we actually sent students into Anchorage to compete at a competition at a CTSO, which is a career and technical student organization in Anchorage, and four of our students actually placed high enough that they qualified to go to nationals. So those four students from Reddington are the first students in the Mat-Su Borough School District to actually have the opportunity to compete at the national level in Orlando, Florida for Ed Rising. So those firsts give us energy, they get us excited about who we are, and they're defining us. One other thing I think is worth noting at Reddington, because we are a new school, we've been able to get on the ground floor at many of the trainings that the district has provided to us. One of the most profound training opportunities that the district has given is capturing kids' hearts. And we've embraced that completely. We have a lot of areas to grow in as far as capturing kids' hearts and our implementation of building better relationships with students. However, we just 3 weeks ago found out that Reddington was named as the National Showcase School for Capturing Kids' Hearts. So we're one of a handful of schools nationally to receive that award this year. We're very excited to continue growing in that area, but we feel good to take a moment and celebrate that success.
I love that. That is so exciting. We've been talking about capturing kids' hearts a lot, especially with our bullying prevention and just how much the district has embraced that. So that's a really exciting thing. And the fact that you have seniors that are graduating out of Reddington this year. So that is one of the reasons why Tom has participated in coming down to Juneau these past few days. And I wanted to transition into talking a little bit more about that. It's such a unique thing here in Alaska that our capital it has to be a fly-in to be able to come and visit our officials. So one of the things that you're part of an association, and it's the AASSP, and that's for secondary principals. And so they come down and they have an opportunity to learn more about what's happening here on the Hill and also have a chance to meet with elected officials. So I was hoping, Tom, that you could kind of just walk us through an overview of what the experience has been like and what it is that you were doing while you were down here.
Sure. So being a part of the Alaska Association of Secondary School Principals is a smaller piece of a larger organization known as the Alaska Council of School Administrators, which includes superintendents, elementary school principals, business officials, the Alaska Staff Development Network, and we're here to basically advocate for our schools, but more specifically, to advocate for our students and our children. And by that, I don't just mean the children at Reddington and my young adults who attend there and are about to graduate, but on a larger scope, to advocate for all Alaska's children, because we're here as a part of a system, and that system is to make sure that we're growing good kids in our state, students who can experience wild success, whatever it is that they do. So a day in the life of the legislative fly-in, I guess, is it's busy. We've been going from about 7:30, 8 o'clock in the morning until sometimes 6, 7 in the evening. We've had opportunities to attend really meaningful and thought-provoking conference sessions. Those sessions were led not only by other educators, by leaders in the different associations, but also by some of our legislative representatives around the state who hold very influential positions in our state legislature. Additionally, I had the opportunity to meet with my personal representatives, Senator Wilson and Representative Newman, and just to be able to pick their brain and to hear from them about what they're doing and how we can work together to advocate for education.
This is Jillian Morrissey, and I'm the Public Information Officer with the Mount Subaru School District, and I'm here with Principal Tom Lytle of Reddington Junior Senior High School. And we're talking about his experience down in Juneau doing a legislative fly-in and advocating for not only Mount Subaru schools but also just statewide for our public education system. So I wanted to talk about, you had a chance to meet with the legislators. And many of our folks in the Mount Subaru don't have the opportunities to come down to Juneau. So I was hoping you could tell us what it's like to walk into their offices on Capitol Hill and what that whole experience feels like.
First of all, I would say that I was initially a little overwhelmed and uncomfortable with the idea of meeting with our legislative representatives. They are doing good business down here. They're busy people. But what first impressed me the most was the warmth and the welcome that the staff and the representatives or the senator themselves was able to give to us. We were welcomed, we were asked to sit down, and they really wanted to hear from us and to hear our thoughts about what was going on in education, how our communities were doing, and they both expressed a genuine care and concern for our children, which inspired me. It moved me considerably. I found that in sitting down with them, they wanted to hear from their constituents. They constantly said that it was so good to have us there, but also that we ought to go back to our homes and to encourage others to be involved in that process, because they are there to represent us and our best, to bring out the very best in our communities and our state. And it's hard for them to do that without having communication, which is why I think that this fly-in has been so powerful, because it's giving us the opportunity to advocate for our communities, for our children, for one another across the state.
I think it's such an opportunity to be able to be down here and just having these kinds of conversations. And I know that part of the umbrella organization for the school principals and school administrators, you also had meetings with different elected officials from all over the state who chair different committees and talking about different. The processes and bills moving in and out and things like that. I was wondering if you just wanted to share some of the most interesting information that you heard while you were down here from some of those question and answer times with those folks.
Oh, absolutely. I think what I was most impressed with was that in the political arena, we often see that there's a lot of strife. And I'm not sure that there's as much strife as I initially anticipated. What I see is I see folks who all have the exact same goal, no matter what side of the aisle they happen to be on. They want what's best, and in this case, what pertains to me is what's best for our kids. And they may see different ways of getting there, all like the spokes on a wheel, for instance, but they all really want, at the center, at their core, what is best for our children. And that impressed me the most. I think that I walked away with a sense of more unity than I expected to experience down here in Juneau. We're trying to go ahead and make good things happen for other people. Additionally, I would say that what was most inspiring to me, actually, in one of the sessions was Dr. Michael Johnson, our Commissioner of Education from the Department of Education and Early Development, he was wise, he was sage, he has a solid handle on the educational and the financial or fiscal issues in our state, but he also talked about kids, and he talked about kids with heart, with passion, even down to the individual student level. He was able to talk about stories that he's heard about students, and when he did so, he had passion, he had heart. One of the things that he shared was the mission and the vision for the Department of Education Early Development, which they worked on over the course of the Alaska Education Challenge. And what he talked about was that the mission is for an excellent education for every student every day. And I really believe that he meant that. And as he engages in the political process and meets with different representatives, he holds that to heart, that every student, whether in Anchorage, whether in Kotlik, whether in the Mat-Su, that every student deserves the very best educational experience that they can have. And I found that to be so very inspiring that he could get that down to a rubber meets the road level.
I appreciate that. One of the I heard Commissioner Johnson speak, and one of the most interesting quotes that I really appreciated was he said that he didn't want to live a life by accident. He wanted to live a life on purpose. And we really do have a call to action and a purpose in education. So I really appreciated his words and the time that he took with all of us. So now you had this experience. You've had these days walking on the Hill, being in the offices, walking through the hallways, participating in democracy this way. So is this, what are your takeaways from this experience, Tom?
There's so many takeaways, it's almost hard to figure out which ones are the most significant. I think that the first takeaway I have is how very important it is to engage in the process. The process sometimes seems arduous, it seems slow, but I think it's designed to be that way in order to make sure that changes that are occurring can't just occur in a willy-nilly or a haphazard fashion, that as change occurs, that it is, in fact, on purpose and with purpose. And our representatives need to hear from us so that as they advocate for us, for our children, that they can advocate slowly over time. It's not about trying to get things into impact and affect change tomorrow. It's about having a vision for the future, our state's future, our children's future. Dr. Johnson actually talked about back in the 50s, when the charter was being written and when education was written into the Constitution of Alaska, that they were writing that education ought to be a constitutional commitment for their children. And we are their children. And we ought to do the same thing. We ought to have that vision for the future, that we're not making decisions for tomorrow, but we're making decisions that are going to be good for us, for our children, for our state, 50 more years ahead of us. And engaging in that process, it requires us to educate ourselves, to form relationships with people, not just our neighbors, our schools, but also with the folks who represent us in Juneau, taking time to learn the issues, both sides of those issues, and communicate clearly, passionately. We're not doing that. We're not advocating for our children. And they really are the most precious thing that our state holds. The futures of our children are meaningful to all of us, and they really can change the course of our future and our state's destiny.
I appreciate that. That's so exciting. That is one of the things it's so great to have an opportunity to be down here and an opportunity to participate in the whole process. And we really appreciate your commitment coming down here. And I'm sure you're pretty excited to get back to your school, and I'm sure the assistant principals are ready for you to come back to school. Well, this is Jillian Morrissey, Public Information Officer, Mat-Su Borough School District, and we were talking to Tom Lytle, who is the principal of Reddington Junior Senior High School. And I just want to thank you again for taking some time to report out on this experience down here, Tom. And yes, have a great travels back to the Mat-Su.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to getting back home, seeing all 600 of my kids, and being able to go ahead and continue advocating for education. I think that it's important we do that. The kids in our state are our most precious resource, and we ought to do our very best to take care of them. I'm just fortunate enough to get to take care of 600 of them, not all 130,000 at the same time.
You've been listening to Inside the School District, a weekly discussion providing you with information about what's happening in the Mat-Su schools, moderated by Mike Malevsky. This program is a production of Radio Free Palmer, recorded at our studios in Palmer, Alaska. The views and opinions of moderators and guests do not necessarily represent those of Radio Free Palmer, the station, or its underwriters. If you have any comments or questions, please email manager@radiofreepalmer.org.